Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Larry, you believe that you've put out one of your best news releases of the last few months.
Yes, and I'd like to explain the rationale for that. The news release was entitled International Journal of Green Energy Publishes Peer-Reviewed Paper Describing American Manganese Closed-Loop Battery Recycling Process. And by the way, this is the second peer review that we've had in the last 6 months. The first was by the Journal of Electrochemical Manganese, JES, and we rated in the high 97 percentile, and very similar to the numbers we're getting on this one. So what that really tells you is this. We've just been, our whole process has been reviewed. Call it an in-depth due diligence, if you want to. And it's been reviewed by several scientists in different locations and has been approved for publication in the Green Energy publication. So that's a big feather in our cap. To have this done twice in less than a year is a whole bonnet for us. So but what that should tell our investors is that people that are in the know have actually reviewed the submissions by Cometco on the process that they're using for our recycling of lithium-ion batteries and or recycling of scraps, and should give them a very strong feeling of confidence that we are doing what we should be doing and that our process is not subject to, you know, criticism from armchair guys. And, you know, and that's what they listen to, is these armchair guys on the boards. And the fact of the matter is these guys are well qualified to evaluate a scientific paper that's prepared by other scientists. And they've given us a thumbs up and published the paper, and we're in the high 97 percentile, or top 5% of all the submissions in the past. I'm not sure exactly how long, but let's say in the past few weeks anyway. And so that that should you know, give us some comfort in this market that seemed to take the news as usual as bad news and been pushing the stock price down ever since. And we know where that comes from. We've had 450 million shares traded since the run-up in late December, and that really basically is telling us that that the predator activity is about 50% or more of our trading. And I can't go through a podcast without mentioning this predator trading. I've been talking about it since I started the podcast and for the last 8 years. So I'm not about to stop now. And, it's shameful that these guys can do this. What happens is it quits trading on the venture exchange and then trades down after several crosses by predators on the other exchanges that are attached to the venture exchange. So it's disappointing to see that, but the fact of the matter is we've got the goods. We've been verified now by two publications, and we shouldn't have to revisit this subject again. You know, the company has diligently, and with Cometco's scientific abilities, has moved this project into the frontier. We're pioneers in this area, and it will pay dividends in the end, and it's going to and we're not going to stop. It's we're just going to keep going until everything is there and the design is in and the estimates for the cost of material and the cost of operating are all in, and then we're prepared to really sit down and carve up some deals. And we're talking to a lot of big companies that we have under NDA right now. They're all waiting for the same thing. I mean, it's easy to go out and do a sell your product to a black mass producer who, in my opinion, doesn't have anywhere to send it, but to an inferior process or to a smelter or to the dump. And so that's what we've striven for, and that's what we've got. I think that the peer reviews are not being recognized by the shareholders, but they should be. They can Google peer reviews. They can see they've been around for 300 years or more. And, you know, that's an awful long time for peer reviews to survive this incident. But you have to have them. If you don't have them, you can end up with inferior products on the line. I've never seen, or I don't know of, there could be some peer reviews on some of these shots that you take for the COVID, but I don't know. And you know, because that's where they all started, was in the medical field, and there certainly should be some peer reviews out there, and somebody might want to look that up. If they're following the COVID vaccinations, they may want to look that up. So we're happy. We're happy with those results. We're not happy with the fact that every time we put a press release out, we come under attack. And these are guys that have no feelings for the shareholders, have no empathy. Is all they want is your money in their pocket. They don't give a damn if you're 90 years old or you're 19. And, you know, so it's all they want is your money, as simple as that. And the easiest way for them to get it is to sell stock they don't own. So, gang up on the stocks. And mine isn't the only one. There's all kinds of stocks that get ganged up on. I could point out stocks that I think should be trading at $10 and are trading at a quarter of that. So, you know, it goes on. Now, I did have a request to mention what's going on with the new pilot plant where we're going to increase the throughput and everything. And just to tell you, those pieces have been designed and ordered because there's a wait list on everything right now, as you may know. And so we've got that well in the works. We keep, you know, announcing, but regardless of the fact that it takes the stock down, we keep announcing our results as we go through and we get them, because we can't sit on them. We have to, you know, we have to put them out, and we want to keep the shareholders improved that we're still active. And we're active in, two or three different areas, and, recycling is 95% of it. Don't kid yourself, we're not ignoring recycling. Anything else that we're doing, like the manganese project for the DLA, is only taking up about a few percent of our time. And the reality is that the program we're doing up on the Rocher de Boule property is taking up less of that time. So, you know, we're dedicated to the recycling. Recycling is, we think, is the future. And if we can help it along with other things that we're doing, we'll do that. And remember, we're all shareholders. We all try to increase the value of the stock. And, you know, we all want a reward at the end of the day or sometime towards the end of the day. And yeah, I can't stop anybody from buying and selling, and I can't stop anybody from any of the insiders from buying or selling. It's not part of our policy, unless it's selling or buying on insider news, which nobody does. And so that's kind of where we're sitting on that right now. The you know, other than that, we've got hopefully have some results coming next week. And peer review has been most of my talk today because I think it's going by without people recognizing the importance of it. You know, you can have a guy sitting on the BBs or the CEO board and sitting there bum-wrapping the company or talking about fluff news releases. I don't see anybody else putting any news releases out except, you know, sporadic ones and nothing to do with research and development, nothing to do with the advancement of their product. And yet we get accused of putting out fluff. Well, we know where that comes from. And so let's put that behind us. And other than that, I think the peer review will, you know, with all the reviews that it's getting is number one out there. And speaking of reviews, we're over 14,000 reviews on our economic standard article. And, you know, we expect that to go much higher. So, because it was put out during the long weekend, which was probably not a good timing for us. And because everybody was looking at holidays as they are today. And so the markets are slower. And so this is a good time to start looking at your portfolio and saying, hey, maybe I can afford to get some more stock in this company or that company. And because the values are going down. And anyway, that's kind of the my whole gist of today, and I'd just like to say that I hope everybody has a good weekend. I know I look forward to them, and, you know, except for having to do a whole whack of emails, responses, and email reading and everything else, you know, but I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't doing that. Okay, everybody have a great weekend. Thanks, Jim.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about? Where are you traded, and where can they get more information about it?
American Manganese is a critical metals company that has developed the process for low grades of manganese in the U.S., which is becoming more and more predominant, and we'll start dominating the picture at some point. And from that process, we moved on to recycling of lithium-ion batteries, because, you know, after much expense and time, we developed a process for the treatment of low-grade manganese, which was adaptable to our, in the cornerstone of our recycling. We're, you can get all the information you want at our website, and do your due diligence there. Don't be like somebody who wrote me and said that we hadn't had any news out since the $2.7 million contract to Cometco, and, you know, we've had 17 press releases since then. And so obviously they do their due diligence on the bull boards and don't bother reading the press releases or going to the site. And so you can do all your due diligence on the site. We're transparent. We try to put everything out there and let everybody make their own decisions. And, you know, it's working well for us at the time. And we get through these glitches and we move on. Now, we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the USQB board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. You can contact the company by phoning 778-574-4444, or you can email me at lreaugh@amymn.com. And I wish everybody a good weekend.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 16th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.